The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the MDN studios. Tis the season to be doing lawn and garden work, right? This is when you get outside. Take care of that yard. This is when you get outside, you know, and manicure those hedges, right? This is when you, but you got to have the right equipment to get that done. To get it done in a timely fashion. That's where our friends at Boolean Sales and Service come in, located at 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com, the Honda Sale-Abration. Sale-Abration is still going on over at Boolean Sales and Service. What does that mean? So the Honda Pushmore series have several models in that series. Right now, there are instant savings on all of them. And not only that, our friends at Boolean Sales, they're matching the instant savings that are offered on those models during the Honda Sale-Abration. But that's only through Wednesday. So if you're looking to, you know, to pick up that Honda Pushmore like our friend Ira Weintraub has, who's out taking Grace to her first basketball camp, and then make it on out to Boolean Sales and Service, located at 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. So something came down the pipeline. You love NFL, right? You love NFL.
Of course.
I mean, even you're a Lions fan, but you love NFL. You aren't a Lions fan anymore. You gave them up, right? Well, I'm still a Lions fan.
I mean, I'll still watch them.
Yeah. But you're an NFL fan.
Of course, yeah.
And so the preseason is like, I mean, you got to, if you go to any preseason games, you know, they cost the same, but unless you're talking about the first quarter of maybe games one and two, a little bit longer, maybe a half in game three, mm-hmm. They don't play at all in game four. You're like, you're watching a bunch of guys that aren't going to be on the team,
right,
when the regular season rolls around. So forever, there's been talk about reducing the preseason, cutting the preseason maybe in half, down to two games, mm-hmm. right? That would make sense. Makes sense to you and me.
Yeah.
But you knew the owners would never be in. That's less money. Remember I just said they charge the same amount
yep.
for the preseason games that they do the regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way owners would ever, ever be in favor of chopping down the preseason. Unless, and this is a proposal, rarely do you hear, in my opinion, a league, an entity, we rag on the NFL a lot for some of the things that they do. But this, I think, is a touch of brilliance. What I heard over the weekend. Did you hear about them expanding the schedule to 18 games?
I did hear about that with two potential bye weeks as well.
Yeah. So they are saying, the NFL, the owners, they're in favor of expanding the regular season from 16 to 18 games, with a caveat though. And the caveat is a 16 game limit for all players. So an 18 game schedule. But the strategy in it for the coaches would be, all right, well, every guy on the roster has to have at least two games that he sits out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you, these games count, so you're still trying to win.
Yep.
You're still trying to win. This is not a preseason where they're just mailing in and playing all the backups, you know, in a couple games just to get through. No. These games count. You got 16 games at your disposal for Tom Brady. So there two of those games, the backup's going to have to play.
Yep.
Backup's going to have – Tom's not available for two of these games. Miz, I think this is out-freaking-standing.
I agree. I totally agree, Sam, because, I mean, you think about it this way. Those two the preseason, for the most part, is probably some of the most pointless football you got out there. You know who's going to be starting for the most part. Is just trying to figure out, okay, who's going to be the backup? who's gonna be holding the clipboard? Who's gonna be the guy next to the guy holding the clipboard? And then who's gonna be the guy that's gonna have to show up Monday, Tuesday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday to try to get a scouting report for the opponent for the starters? After that, no one really cares too much about preseason. I mean, I know for the most part, I was able to get. This is a while ago. This is the dark times of Lions football. You can get preseason tickets for the price of a beer over at Ford Field. You know what I mean? So I could have I paid
what,
about
on the secondary market.
Yeah, on the secondary market, be able to get some end zone seat like 5 or 6 rows from the field for like I think $20 or something like that. So I'm like me and my boys would go. And it was like the last game of the year. It was the traditional, usually the Lions and the Bills. And then it got to a point where we just got, not belligerent, but just got to the point where we're just like, all right, you're cut, you're cut, you're cut. We'll see you in a couple weeks. You're cut, you're cut, you're cut, you're cut. But, to cut it down from 4 games to 2, expand the season to 18 games, not only does it makes the season more interesting at the same time
it
too.
It does, doesn't it?
The coaching is going to be more interesting. Like, okay, it's game number 17 of the season. Crap, Stafford has played 15 of these games already. He's do we start him here? We're going to Chicago. We're playing the Bears.
Well, see, but here's the thing: you have to as a coach, as you talk about making it more interesting.
Yeah.
You got to be looking at the schedule, thinking about sitting guys before the end of the seat. If you want to know, see, because you might be in a race at the end, and you might have to have that guy, and let's say you get to the end of the season, and you sat Tom Brady. We're just using Tom Brady.
Yep.
In this discussion, let's say you sat Tom Brady. Yeah, for 2 games in the middle of the season, you get to the end and the division's already won. You can always sit them no one's saying you can't sit them for more games than 2.
Right.
You can still sit them.
You're just limited to 16.
But you need as a coach to be thinking about sitting them early just in case you find yourself in a race and you need that guy at the end. So the strategy of it, I agree with you, makes it more interesting. And here's the side, I most times come down on the side of the players. There's, this is a proposal.
Yep.
There has been some pushback from some players saying, some players will refuse to sit out of meaningful games. Hey, man, look, this to me is a happy medium because the revenue would increase. For each player, the workload would not. Stay with me.
Yeah.
The revenue increases, the workload does not, because you are still limited to 16 regular season games. So the injury risk doesn't increase. I mean, we talk about when I first heard this, before I saw the caveat, I said, wait a minute. Oh, man, this is not fair to the players. Even if they get paid more money, we're talking about 18 games. I mean, 2 more games of injury risk is the juice worth the squeeze based on the increased revenue that's gonna come down for the players. But in this with this proposal, well, wait a minute. You're essentially each player still has a 16 game schedule. Their workload is not greater. It could not be greater. I think this is one of those times where I say, man, come on, players. This is great for the fans. I mean, Miz, to have 2 fewer preseason games, 2 more games that actually have meaning in an NFL season, outstanding. They should do this yesterday, in my opinion.
Should have done this before Roger Goodell took over.
Curious what you guys think. It's 734-998-1050. Again, an 18-game regular season NFL schedule with each player limited to 16 games. So that I mentioned Tom Brady. It's not like, obviously not just like quarterbacks. You got to figure it out for your offensive line. You got to figure it out for, you know, if every guy on the team is limited to 16 games.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
What do you think of this proposal? 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. Let's go out to Canton and talk to Joe. Joe, you're on the Michigan Insider. What's up?
Hey, Sam. Love the show. I love the idea. I wanted to expand on it. Instead of, you know, each player plays 16 games, on a game day roster, the roster's 53 and you dress 48, I believe. Why not have a full day roster of 53? That way, your players are all going to be getting paid. The players' union, you may even bring up practice squad players and say cap it at 57 players, so two practice squad guys come up.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you have more players that are dressed, active, ready to go in case a situation develops. If you're sitting someone and their backup gets injured, now you have another person there. So I like the concept, and I think the amount of the money that the players would get, I'm not sure what the ratio is. 50, I don't know if it's 49 for the players and 51 for the owners. Maybe that could be compensated differently, too, so 50-50 for this expanded roster. But just a thought, wanted to hear your opinion on
Yeah,
that.
I think, in theory, this would create more jobs in the NFL because most teams, you would think, would want expanded practice squads. Expanded practice squads that they could draw from to bring players up. For depth purposes, because to your point, Joe, all right, so, you know, you're sitting two of your three starting linemen for this game. Their backups are playing. You know, how deep do you really go? I mean, do you have a fourth string lineman ready to go? It'd be great to have a guy or two from the practice squad available to fill in those gaps. So it would seem to be, you know, maybe a pathway toward a few extra. I'm not, you know, you don't need a full club on the practice squad, but a few extra slots on the practice squad to draw from to help fill this need of an expanded schedule, but with each player limited to 16 games. I think it's a great idea, Joe. And see the players. So again, I was reading CBS Sports about this, and they said there are a couple of things. That some players are a couple of reasons why players have balked at this. Injury, which I don't buy. Like I said, if they're still only playing a 16-game schedule, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The other thing is, it's unrealistic because key players would be unwilling to ride the bench with the stakes so high. You know, I get that, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, cutting out a couple of preseason games is worth it. And you would think that, you know, the onus would be on the coach to sit Tom Brady versus, let's sit Tom Brady, who was a dreg of the league last year.
The Cardinals.
And so sit Tom Brady versus the, I mean, come on, man. This isn't hard. So players would be upset about sitting versus the Cardinals. I mean, think about it. Does this sound right? I mean, let's take this to the NBA Players Association. You think they would be balking at sitting out a few games? They already managing.
I was gonna say you take
rosters that way, right?
You take a look at a lot of like the box scores or, you know, even like the tickers and stuff, and you're like, oh, LeBron James is gonna miss due to rest.
Right. So in the rest is even more important. The rest is even more important in, you know, versus in the NFL. I mean, you know, the opportunity to sit out, and if you're on a if you're on a really, really good team, you might end up sitting more than two games. Because like I said, you know, let's say you clinch, you know, you clinch your division or you clinch home field and the last game or two are meaningless. Your coach should have sat you already. So then now you're sitting three, maybe four games. I mean, it's, to me, players balking at this is more posturing than it is, you know, a real gripe, right? This is more haggling, maybe for, well, like Joe said, trying to maybe haggle over the percentage of the cut, right? And maybe trying to haggle over more money. But I don't buy the injury piece, and I'm not even, and I'm not even that partial to the argument about players unwilling to sit with the stakes high, because every team has some games on the schedule where you're like, okay, we are going to need all our horses for this one. Everyone, right? Unless you're the Cardinals, and, oh, well, Larry Fitzgerald wouldn't want to sit out that big game. What big game? You're in the bad teams, who the heck cares?
Somewhere Larry Fitzgerald's going, listen, I'm just still trying to get I'm just getting another degree from University of Phoenix right now. And at the same time, I don't even want to bother with, you know what? Just trade me away, please. Send me to a team that I can actually win a championship with, please.
734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@WTK.com. Curious what you think. 18-game NFL schedule. This is proposed by the owners. Has not been agreed to by the players. All right, so this is something that has to be collectively bargained. But owners proposing an 18-game schedule with each player limited to 16 regular season games. So essentially, you know, each player, their season is still 16 games long. And it'll be up to the coach to kind of figure out how to mix and match his game day roster to accommodate sitting guys out. I think it adds intrigue, interest, you know, a layer of complexity when it comes to the coaching. Makes it more exciting. And you're cutting out a couple of preseason games, which, when is the last time you watched a full preseason game, Miz? I can't remember the last time I watched a full preseason game.
I would say it was probably the time that I bought a ticket and I said, you're cut, you're cut, you're cut. We'll see you on the practice squad. You're cut, you're cut.
And I've never been to a preseason football game. I've never actually attended one. I attended a ton of Lions games, regular season, obviously. But I've never been to a preseason game. This is, This is, rarely do you have a circumstance where everyone should be happy. The owner should be happy. The players should be happy because there should be some more revenue. Maybe you haggle over money. And the fans would be happy because you get two more regular season games. Two more games that actually mean something. Let's do it. 734-998-1050. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Art in Lansing. Art, what do you think?
Hey, Sam. Hey, I was just curious if you knew, is this an all or nothing scenario where it's, complete games? Or are they able to chop this thing up, say, you know, four total halves? Or eight total quarters. So, you're up in the fourth quarter, you can rest some guys, you know? Or I wonder the same thing with injuries. If a guy gets hurt in the third quarter and he has to go to the bench, are they able to substitute someone and all of a sudden, you know, does that count as a quarter for that guy played and the injured man sitting?
That's a great question, Art. A terrific question. And the articles that I've read on it, they haven't broken down things to that level. But I guarantee you that's something that they would, you know, in the process of putting this rule into place, that would be outlined. And can you break it down by quarter as opposed to, like, if you appear in a quarter, then that counts. That counts as one of the quarters towards your 16 games. So I don't know what the answer to that is. I know it has not. None of the articles that I've read have laid out that detail. It's a nuanced thing, but it's very important. It's very important. It definitely, from a strategic standpoint, it would offer a huge assist to the coaches. But what I'm betting, Art, is that it would be if you appear in a game, it'd be like in college when a player steps foot on the field in the fifth game, right? So, you know, after four games, your ability to redshirt is gone. You step on even if you only played like a snap in each of the first four games, those all count as four games. I'm betting you that's what it would be, that if you appear in a game, then that counts as a game, as opposed to parsing it by quarter or by half. But it's something that I'm sure would be up for debate, at least if this moves forward. But I'm betting it would be if you step on the field for a game, it's a game. We got to get to a break. When we come back, great point, great question, though. We got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, recruiting roundup. You have recruiting questions. Now it's the time to get them fired up at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTK.com. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket.